Welcome back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're having a Cyber Thursday show. The first hour has been dedicated to bringing awareness to one particular sort of cybercrime that is a threat to every teenager in this country right now. And that is the cybercrime of sextortion. Criminals, often overseas, will pose as young people. They will strike up friendships online, and they will entice young people to send explicit photographs of themselves, and then they will ask them for money or else. Even if the young person doesn't pay, they will often then disseminate the explicit images anyways, and again, demand money. This is, according to state, local, and federal law enforcement, an epidemic in this country and abroad. More than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion of minors alone were received by the FBI and Homeland Security between October 21 and March 2023. It has resulted in over 30 suicides. This has to stop. My guest today, his name is John DeMay. He's former law enforcement himself. He's from Marquette, Michigan, lifelong Michigander. And his son, Jordan, took his life a little bit over 3 years ago. Now, the men that committed the crime against Jordan were extradited from abroad, brought to face charges, have been convicted, and are currently serving 210-month sentences here in the United States. Their U.S. co-conspirators have been charged as of last month. These are good things. Michigan, where John is from, has adopted sextortion criminal laws. Ohio has done so. State Senator here, Wisconsin State Senator Jesse James, along with other legislators, have introduced legislation here in the state of Wisconsin to do the same. We'll get to that more in just a moment. But John, I wanted to give you the opportunity. This is one of those pernicious crimes because it makes kids afraid and it shames them. What's your message? I'm certain right now, John, that there is a young person listening or the parent of a young person listening who themselves is getting threatened or is in the midst of this. Talk to the young people out there, John. What's your message to a young person if they're facing this kind of extortion right now?
The first thing really is you just don't freak out. You know, it's such a tremendous stressor, but you have to understand that you aren't the only person this is happening to. One in five teenagers are sending nude pictures to one another right now. One in five. You are not the only one that is doing this, and this is a crime. This is a horrible, heinous crime. And you do not deserve that. Even though sending a picture is wrong and you should not do that, and there may be some minor punishments in your household for doing something like that if you get caught, but it pales in comparison to what you're actually going through as a victim of a really, really bad crime. And that's the most important thing, is you are a victim. And just because you made a mistake doesn't mean that you deserve this. And the one thing that I really tell people is just to take a deep breath. And if you're probably going to have a hard time remembering these things, but Don't delete stuff. If you delete stuff, it makes things very difficult to track. When you get to the point where it counts, it's really hard for law enforcement to follow the trail if you start deleting stuff. So don't delete things. Block the user. Don't send any money. And just get off the internet. Shut the computer down, really, because a lot of times these extortionists aren't even going to send your picture out. And on the backside, there's programs through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. I'm sure Jesse's going to have some really good stuff for you here coming up on the show. He's a guru in us with the ICAC department. But they have a great program called Take It Down. And if you get to it early enough, you can actually take that image, plug it into that program, and we'll actually remove it to participating platforms like Facebook and Instagram and stuff. So there are some defensive things that you can do. But the first thing is just take a deep breath and realize that you're being a victim of a crime, and just don't send any money, and don't further communicate with them. Don't delete anything, and just block them, and then contact somebody, your friend, a family member, a trusted adult. They'll help you through this. They really will.
That is John DeMay, father of Jordan. He helped lead the charge in Michigan to make sextortion a crime there, bravely faced down the men that extorted his son. John, want to share with you on our text line, Terry from Cross Plains, Cam from Appleton, Matt from Germantown, Lori from Hayward, Angie from Monroe. I can't keep up with all of them. So many people here in Wisconsin expressing their support, love, and deep, deep thanks for your bravery, John. Here's some other tips I wanted to share before we run out of time. This is from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Obviously, be selective about what you share online. Don't share explicit images if you can avoid it. Do not, of course, share them with anyone that you have never met in real life. You meet a person that you don't know online, don't share images of yourself. People can pretend to be anything and anyone online. Be suspicious of people that you meet on one game or app, and then that person asks you to move to a different platform. Be wary of that. Any content that you create online can be made public. Nothing actually ever disappears. We can use Take That Down. We'll talk more about that with Wisconsin DOJ's Jesse Crow. He's the special agent in charge at Wisconsin ICAC, which is the Internet Crimes Against Children Division. We're going to talk with Jesse next about how you can prevent this from happening, how you can help protect your children. And most of all, please, please, please be willing to ask for help and to tell someone if you are facing this kind of extortion. John, you heard a little bit from Senator Jesse James here in Wisconsin that there's a little bit of controversy, tension, debate over the Wisconsin legislation. What's your message to legislators here in Wisconsin?
Well, I'm a conservative man, and I want the conservative legislator to pick up this bill and run with it. There's a lot of really misinformation with First Amendment rights and stuff, which I hold dear. And I want legislators to realize that if you're not willing to lay down on the sword for children to protect your seat, then I think you need to find a new career. So the kids are number one. They don't deserve this, and you need to do better and get some of this stuff passed.
That's John DeMay. Thank you, John. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Come back with